Keller, a deputy commissioner at the FDA, says the agency has been asking companies selling these products to take them off the market.
It's fundamentally irresponsible to be selling this powerful drug in this form to consumers.
So, Taylor says, the FDA has started building a case to force companies to stop selling powdered caffeine if they continue to disregard the warnings. Rob Stein, NPR News.
It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
Are you driving innovation in the classroom? WILL is looking for tech-savvy K-12 educators with a passion for using digital media and technology in the classroom. Does this sound like you? If so, then we encourage you to apply to the PBS Learning Media Digital Innovators Contest. Visit pbslearningmedia.org for more information or call the WILL Education Department at 217-333-7300. Application deadline is February 11th.
On the next Great Performances on WILL-TV, the cherished tradition of ringing in the new year with the Vienna Philharmonic continues, this year under the baton of guest conductor Zubin Mehta. Hosted by Julie Andrews, the concert features everyone's favorite Strauss family waltzes, accompanied by the beautiful dancing of the Vienna State Ballet. Watch From Vienna, the New Year's Celebration 2015 on Great Performances, Thursday night at 7 on WILL-TV.
Then I became one of People Magazine's most eligible bachelors. And that sounded good. You know, I'm the nerd from high school, obviously. And so that was wonderful. I took the magazine to bars with me.
I'm Tom Shalhoub. Don't miss this story and more next time on the Moth Radio Hour from the Public Radio Exchange, PRX.org.
Tuesday mornings at 10 and again Saturday afternoons at 1 on AM 580.
A court in China takes a stand against pollution.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM in New York, I'm David Brancaccio. It's said to be the biggest fine for pollution ever in China. A high court there has fined six companies the equivalent of $26 million for pouring contaminants into rivers. The BBC's Martin Patience in Beijing tells us that public interest lawsuits are at work here.
The companies were found guilty of discharging 25,000 tons of waste acid into two rivers in the eastern city of Taizhou. The firms have not been named, but the court ordered them to pay their fines to an environmental protection fund within the next 30 days. This record fine will be welcomed by environmentalists as a sign that the government is finally prepared to get tough on polluters. China's turbocharged economic growth has caused widespread environmental damage. The government says that around 70% of the country's lakes and rivers are polluted.
Also from Beijing today, China's central bank chief gave his New Year's speech. You'll be happy to know he says he will continue to implement, quote, prudent monetary policy. Continuous and steady are other words he used. Last month, China unexpectedly cut interest rates to spur economic growth, and there's been more stimulus money for infrastructure projects there. A survey of Chinese manufacturers released today finds that activity contracted in December. Now let's do the numbers. Well, there's a decent chance the Dow could end the year above 18,000. It's at 18,037 now, up 54 points, 0.3%. The S&P 500 up 0.2%. The NASDAQ Composite Index is up 0.6%. A year ago today, the benchmark for interest rates in America, the 10-year Treasury yield, was at 3% even. It's down to 2.17% this morning. Last year at this time, the smart money was on interest rates rising. That's being bet again here in 2015. What could change that? Among other things, the price of oil. Climate scientists say 2014 is set to be the Earth's warmest year on record. And climate policy as we look out to the new year. Let's turn to Scott Tong from Marketplace's Sustainability Desk for a preview. Good morning, Scott.
Good morning, David.
Well, we were covering this, right? 2014 had a United Nations climate change meeting. Another year, 2015, another UN climate change meeting.
There will be, of course, another meeting, David, but it's different this time. It really could be. Next year, there will be a meeting in Paris, and it is a finish line of sorts. One observer of many, many of these UN summits is David Wasko at the World Resources Institute. And here's how he articulates the importance of Paris.
That's really the end point, the culmination of what's in fact been years of work toward a major new international climate agreement that will include everyone, that everyone is on board, all countries will participate in.
It sounds simple, but everyone being in is really important. In the past, it's been, well, the Americans, they're out, the Chinese, they're out, what about India? And finally, there's the question of teeth for this deal. This does not create any global warming police. This is a bottom-up, name-and-shame-any-backsliders and hope-it-works kind of process.
Meanwhile, so-called clean energy technology marches on, even with the low price of oil that we've been seeing the second half of this year.
Well, that's right. First of all, we're seeing more and more of these carbon markets where you can cap and trade pollution credits. We see more around the world, including California in this country. And then there's the technology. Wind and solar have become astonishingly competitive with fossil fuels in many places, especially in developing countries where coal and diesel is very expensive. Renewables there are already the cheaper option. So we're going to hear in 2015 and beyond this term grid parity when it comes to comparing green energy against brown energy.
All right. Now, you mentioned coal. It's cheap. It's relatively dirty, but there are coal miner jobs attached to it. Where does it go from here?
It's hard to find a single investor in the U.S. investing in a new coal-fired power plant. And that's largely because of natural gas. It's a cheaper fuel. It spews about half the carbon, and it's slowly nudging coal aside. Elsewhere in the world, even in China, there's talk of potential peak coal use in the next decade. So we could see something turning there. Again, this stuff doesn't turn really quickly. And the interesting question, as you mentioned, is the price of crude oil. The price is down. We're swimming in it. We burn it in our cars. So does that set back electric vehicles? And it really depends how long does crude oil stay ultra cheap.
Scott Tong from the Marketplace Sustainability Desk, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Wix.com, giving millions of business owners the ability to create their own professional website. You can create a website today online at Wix.com. By Angie's List, providing access to consumer reviews on plumbing, landscaping, HVAC, house cleaning, and more. Now offering an updated iPhone app. More at Angie'sList.com. And by the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, working to ensure all students graduate high school prepared to succeed in college and careers.
At the clothing retailer American Apparel, the turmoil continues. There are published reports of layoffs ahead, which the company denies. Next week, a new CEO replaces company founder Dove Charney, ousted earlier this year. Allied with Charney, the hedge fund Lion Capital is reportedly pushing the company to find a new owner, and sales have been running tepid. Stan Alcorn has more.
American Apparel's public face is about to change, from the infamous self-proclaimed dirty guy Dove Charney to the under-the-radar female executive Paula Schneider. But American Apparel's clothing line is still what the company calls fashionable basics.
Creating casual, inexpensive, basic clothing that can be layered on. That was American Apparel's strength.
Marshall Cohen follows retail at the NPD Group.
What's now happening is that strength, that product uniqueness has been lost.
It lost market share to new entrants like Uniqlo and established companies like Old Navy. Retail analyst Jennifer Black says to succeed, it needs to keep its prices low and get fashion right.
I mean, a waffle mesh combo shirt for $45 and you can see through it?
Not a compelling value for Black, at least. But NPD Group's Cohen says a new CEO and new owners could trickle down to new looks.
Leadership plays a much bigger role than we tend to think.
In New York, I'm Stan Alcorn for Marketplace.
And the Korean Air executive who lost her job after delaying a flight by throwing a fit has been detained in South Korea. The charges interfering with that flight crew as the plane was taxiing at New York's JFK. The arrest follows questions about a cover-up. Heather Cho is the daughter of the airline's chairman and the one who was up in first class and didn't like the way the macadamia nuts were served in a bag, not on a plate. The chief steward claims Cho also made him kneel and ask for forgiveness for poking him with a folder of documents. An investigation found evidence that other airline officials may also have had a hand in the cover-up. All this has become a cause célèbre in South Korea. I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Morning Report. from APM, American Public Media.
Hello, this is the Russian President Vladimir Putin, and I'm pleased to be welcoming myself to your radio station because I love to listen to the Capital Steps New Year's edition of Politics Takes a Holiday. I like to hear the way your President Obama reacts when Vladimir takes what Vladimir wants.
Ukraine parks keep falling to the Reds.
So please be listening to the Capital Steps New Year's special on this public radio station.
New Year's Day at 10 a.m. and again at 8 p.m. here on AM 580.
This is Illinois Public Media, WILL AM 580 and WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana.